Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Ravi Batra is our guest and our new friend. He's a professor of economics at Southern Methodist University, SMU. His new book is called End Unemployment Now, How to Eliminate Joblessness, Debt, and Poverty Despite Congress. I like that. I like the way he says that, because you know how I feel about that, folks. Ravi, thanks again for being here. I've been telling my audience for a long time, and they not that I need to tell them, because they're like me. They believe this. I've said that the solution to America is on Main Street. It's not on Wall Street. It's not in Washington. What do you think?
Oh, you're right. Except that we have such a bad economic policy that it does not allow problems to be solved.
Right.
The main problem is that we have what I call monopoly capitalism, not free market capitalism.
Right. Explain what you mean by that.
Yeah, monopoly capitalism means that there are giant firms in many industries, and these firms don't compete with each other. They just charge very high prices, pay low wages, and make their employees work very hard. And so
that's certainly been going on since 2008.
Yes, certainly, yes. And so the result is that when employees work very hard, productivity is high. High productivity means high production. And with wages low and prices high, demand is low, so there is a supply-demand imbalance which leads to overproduction, and overproduction causes layoffs, unemployment, and poverty. So the question is, how do we get rid of this problem? And the simple way would be to break up these giants and create competition and free enterprise.
Which one would you do first? Which giant would you break up first?
Well, the thing is, we could break up ExxonMobil into two firms, Exxon and Mobil.
Yeah.
We could break up many of these big banks into smaller companies, and they would compete.
What about airlines? Would you break up the airlines?
Some of the airlines, yes. We would break them up too, but the trouble is Congress would not allow that.
Of course.
So Congress would not allow that. So, but there are laws which the president can use, and the laws already exist. So we don't need to go through Congress. So, as a simple example, in 2007, the banks were paying about 5% interest rate to the Federal Reserve and to the public, and so on. And they were charging 15% to 20% interest rate on credit cards. Now their borrowing cost is nearly zero. They're borrowing money free from the Federal Reserve, but they are charging 15%, 20%, even 30% interest rate on the credit card loans.
Right.
So they are making a tremendous amount of money. Why? Because there are five giant banks and they don't compete with each other at all. They charge the same rate from their customers.
Well, and we know that those banks were part of the problem with 2008. They created a large part of the problems in 2008. We know that.
A big part of the problem then, and they are even a bigger problem.
Still now. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. So what could the president do now to create competition?
What would he do? Well, you said he could do something and fix things in 6 months. Give us the steps.
That's right. That's one thing.
Give us the steps.
He could use the FDIC. FDIC works for the president. And the FDIC has the authority to start its own bank. So the FDIC starts its bank, appoints its manager, and this bank can also borrow money from the Federal Reserve.
Right. What would the bank do? What would the bank do?
The bank would do everything that the other banks do. The bank would simply invite all the credit card customers to transfer their loan balances and charge them just 5% rate, because the bank can borrow money at 0% from the Federal Reserve like any other bank.
Mm-hmm.
So then what will happen? All other banks will also have to charge just 5% interest on the credit card loans, And from my calculations, that would save $100 billion a year to the poor and the middle class. $100 billion a year to the poor and the middle class. That's like a hefty tax cut, and it does not call for a rise in deficit or debt. So that ends.
And you think that'd be a, that's a better application of our liquidity than just letting the Fed print money.
That's
and,
right.
And buy bonds.
Well, the Federal Reserve wants to bring interest rates down.
Right.
But these banks are not doing what the Fed wants them to do.
Yeah. I don't know how much how much farther they can go. It's almost a zero right now. But you know, I wish, and maybe you did it in your book, and I haven't seen it yet, but I really think that your solution is not at a new bank. Ravi, I think your solution is giving more leverage to small businesses, to Main Street small businesses.
Because
corporate America, the people you were talking about, corporate America, they're not playing, they're not investing in the economy. They're investing in their own stocks and their own consolidation. They're not investing in the economy where small business owners are should need those contracts. That's the problem, I think.
Well, this FDIC bank would also help small businesses a lot.
Yeah.
Because the bank could lend money to small businesses at very low rates.
Let me tell you something, though, Robbie. Let me tell you one thing you need to remember. Right now, small business owners don't need more loans. They need more business.
When the consumers have...
That's the problem. Ravi, I got to wrap it up. Ravi Batra, ladies and gentlemen, .com is the website. The book is called End Unemployment Now. And we'll get Ravi back another day. Ravi, thanks for being here. Good job. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.